What do you call a female homosexual?
Butch. Dyke, dagger. I don't use dyke, it doesn't sound right. Bull dagger. I don't know, that's something that, I guess you'd say bull dagger, butch. Butch is something that came on recently. It was always bull dagger to me. People kind of cleaned it up because bull dagger sounded so nasty. You know, it just, that was the worst kind, and then dyke came along. Butch, now we use a lot of, in some circles I go in, we use gay.
Yeah.
The reason why we use gay is because then you really don't know who you're talking about, too, nowadays.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's right.
I used to tell my wife, you know, like, she's a lot of morals, and at least she's used to, I think. And it was very easy for her to become involved in the conversation and get excited and talking about certain things that happen socially. And I have to always tell her, say, look, you know, you're just going to make those statements out in public about who you don't like and what you think people are if they do certain things, because you don't ever know who you're talking to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she learned, you know, later on what I was talking about. So, if you're in a good circle of people, unless it's people that you know personally, like in my circle of people, they refrain from using butch, dyke, bull dagger, and dagger, and they'll just go the gay route. Because nine times out of ten, that's somebody around there who's had some homosexual dealings somewhere along the way.
What about male homosexuals? What do you call
them? Sissies, punks. Freaks.
Yeah. What if you're polite, you know,
where
you don't know who
you're
talking to, do you say gay
to
them too?
No, they're gay. Yeah. I wouldn't ever insult a homosexual one-on-one, just directly, you know, and say, you know, call him a punk or a sissy, a freak. It would be gay. I think my compassion for people say that people can be whatever they want to be, and I just don't think that they should need to be insulted. And they do take those names and as being insulted.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm in a setting of the all-male role there, you know, this cat's a real he-man. You know, we might sit around and say sissy and punk, or freak, you know, but we wouldn't do it if we knew that there were persons in the grouping that were homosexual.
Yeah. What do you call a sexually overactive female?
Freak.
Yeah.
Nymphs.
Yeah.
I think freaks and nymphs is even nymph is something that it's a proper word to use to describe that individual, but most people don't like it if they are like that.
Yeah.
You know. So we might go the freak route. And you know, some circles that people don't mind being called a freak, man. You know.
Is it just freak in isolation, or would it be a something freak?
Well, freaks could go, in my circle, a freak is